In the newsroom, I am Dave Wolf. The Berrien County Health Department and Spectrum Health Lakeland are urging the vaccination of adolescents 12 years and older against COVID-19. The two are teaming up to reach out to parents to answer questions about the safety of the vaccine and to talk about why teens should get it. They say with families turning their attention to the start of the next school year, it's important to send students back to the classroom with the protection of the COVID-19 vaccine. To address lingering hesitancy and to answer parent questions, experts from Spectrum Health Lakeland and the Berrien County Health Department will host a Facebook Live discussion called COVID-19 Vaccines in Kids on Wednesday, August 4th at 12:30 p.m. The Health Department and Spectrum Health say achieving higher levels of vaccination among eligible students as well as teachers and staff is one of the most critical strategies to help schools safely resume operations. They also note the Pfizer vaccine is widely available in the community. About 6 months after controversy erupted following the resignation of the former director of the Humane Society of Southwestern Michigan and staff, the Humane Society has a new team in charge, and it's reaching out to the community. We caught up with Humane Society of Southwestern Michigan Administrative Director Wendy Golub, who tells us board members had to take over when the resignations happened this year. And by the time she came in, they had things stabilized.
They actually had to face a lot of it as starting from square one, getting documents, getting access to the files and things like that so that we could do what we are doing, which is taking in animals and adopting them out.
And that's the focus now, taking care of the animals. Golub says people can make appointments to see the dogs and they can stop by the shelter in Royalton Township to visit the cats. They could also use volunteers to play with the cats after a year of reduced human contact. They're also working to get training to the dogs so they're more adoptable. The board's Ron Clem tells us there's a lot happening at the Humane Society.
I think we're in a really good position right now. We had a board meeting yesterday, and I think we're in a better position than we've ever been in, at least with my past experience with the Humane Society. The adoptions appear to be going through the roof. We're doing public outreaches.
Board member Julie Gass says it was plenty of work taking over the shelter with very little staff in the beginning. Clem says he's hearing from people who want to serve on the board. There are plans in the works to resume some fundraisers in the coming year, and Golub says the shelter always could use donations of dog and cat food. You can see their wish lists at the Humane Society's website. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.